Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is Total Information AM Sunday on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It is 7:22. We're going to be joined now by Hancock and Kelly, as always. Obviously, this morning, a bit of a different story in terms of our coverage, because we just had a news conference with the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, also Dan Kane, the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talking about the airstrikes that took place by U.S. military forces, six B-2 bombers last night, and attacking three nuclear sites in Iran. Gentlemen, let's start with you, Michael. Just get your thoughts on what the U.S. is doing here.
Those B-2 bombers came right here from Missouri. It's a spectacular sight if you've ever been out that way near Whiteman Air Force Base when they're taking off. You can only imagine what it was like when six of them. Sounds as though like it was a successful operation, and I don't think that's a surprise to any of us. An incredible, well-planned, detailed strategy that was executed by the president. Now we have to figure out what happens next. There are going to be a lot of questions. Could this be the beginning of a new world war, or have we disabled Iran? Hopefully our country will stay united over the next couple of days, but we are going to have some important conversations about the power of the presidency and what's being done. But the reality is that it's happened, and now we must deal with the consequences of it, and let's hope we're successful.
John Hancock?
Yeah, that's about right. You are reluctant, I think, to get into a conflict, especially one where we've not been provoked. So this is a little unusual. It's not entirely dissimilar from the pretext into which we invaded Iraq, where we said that they had weapons of mass destruction, and here we're, banking on the fact that they were building a nuclear weapon. History is going to reveal to us whether or not that was in fact the case. But I think that the United States has done the right thing here. I've been torn on this conflict all along, but I think it was the right thing to do. I think that Israel certainly felt threatened by Iran. And if that threat has been eliminated, then that's a success.
Well, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that President Trump and I often say peace through strength. First comes strength, then comes peace. Do you believe in that, John?
Yeah, I do. And it looks like Iran was not nearly as militarily sophisticated as we may have thought. It was fairly simple for Israel to take out their air defenses. And so they're just a vulnerable target right now. What remains to be seen is whether we're going to push this thing into a regime change in Iran. And I think, history has told us that that tends to be a mistake. But that's certainly, I think, on the table at this point, and we're just going to have to stay tuned.
Michael, what is your concern about the issue of presidential power? Already some Democrats have come out this morning and said this is clearly grounds for impeachment, that the president acted on this without telling many people.
Well, I don't know if it's the case in terms of whether or not it's impeachable. I guess that will be determined over the next several days. I would hope that we wouldn't be bogged down in that type of a fight at this time. But there are some questions. There is a gang of eight, which is the four people from the Security Council, as well as the leadership of both the House and the Senate on the Democrat and Republican side. And the Democrats weren't contacted. That's unprecedented. In the past, they've usually been let in and understand. So I think long term, there's questions about the authority and that we give a president to be able to do this stuff. As John pointed out, this wasn't in response to something. This was a proactive attack by the United States with our ally Israel, which is fine and good. We also need to remember during this time that Israel's objectives may not necessarily be ours. So I imagine there'll be a huge debate over the next week or so, Scott, as to what happens. But I hope it's not distracting to the ultimate objective that we need to accomplish, which is the safety of Americans and our troops.
Yeah, and what would be your concern about a wider war here? You mentioned that idea at the beginning. What do you think would make that happen?
Well, the Israelis themselves. I mean, Netanyahu, I don't know, she can't help but think of the Godfather movie where the Godfather believed that this was an opportunity to take out the heads of the five families. And we first were going after Gaza, and now he's going after Iran. I hope that the objectives that he laid to this point are what his strategy are. But we had no idea less than a month ago that this is where we would wind up with Iran. So we have to realize we have a partner here who has a different objective than we do.
John, any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I mean, you see, Israel has attacked Hezbollah. They've attacked Hamas. The United States has attacked the Houthis in Yemen. And now the United States and Israel have attacked Iran. I mean, this conflict has already expanded. So the question then becomes, how much more and in what time frame?
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, thanks for your thoughts on this.
You bet.
See you later.
Take care. We are continuing coverage of the strikes on three nuclear sites in Iran overnight. We just heard a few minutes ago from the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, also from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about how it was carried out, why it was carried out, and we'll continue our coverage here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.